The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So we have the Feast of Christ the King. The formal title for this day is The Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. That's a mouthful. Christ the King. It is the culmination of the liturgical year. Everything has been working to this point. Next Sunday, we'll start the circle all over again with the first Sunday of Advent. But today is the culmination. And I have to be honest, I am a little surprised with the gospel that we have for today. Surely there are other stories in the gospels that would highlight the kingship of Jesus Christ. I mean, he was truly regal when he calmed the seas and rebuked the wind. His power, obvious when he fed the multitude. His authority, quite evident when he cast out demons. His wisdom on display as he debated with the scribes and the Pharisees. I was expecting one of those stories. But instead, the church, in her infinite wisdom, has given us this gospel from Luke. Jesus hanging on a cross between two criminals. Jesus at the lowest point of his life. I don't know if you caught it. It struck me anew. I never really noticed it before. Just how many times Jesus is urged to save himself in this short little passage. Constantly, over and over again, Jesus is being told, being prodded, goaded, "Save yourself." The rulers sneered, "Save yourself." The soldiers jeered at him, "Save yourself." The criminal reviled him, "Save yourself." And what was the response of Jesus? It wasn't to save himself. It was to save another. "This day, you'll be with me in paradise." But Jesus doesn't save himself. He sacrifices himself. He sacrifices himself for that criminal. He sacrifices himself for you. He sacrifices himself for me. This is the King we celebrate. This is the King we serve. This is the King we imitate. This is the King we followed.